Your Garza Law Firm, Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen. Your Smart Way Garza Law Firm, Tennessee. Fifth quarter fan reaction is live. Great day to be alive and well with you. If you were out at the spring game today, I want to hear from you as you make your way out. I like what they've done to the spring game. Because to me, I mean, let's just celebrate another day of living and another day of life. Let's celebrate. And, you know, Butch Jones had people all stirred up this week with his talk about surprises. And people focus on those things, but really they're just, you know, I don't know what people were expecting. What were you expecting? People are like ripping it on Twitter, and I'm sitting there going, you know, I'm really not surprised people are ripping that on Twitter. I think it's cool. Name captains and have them come out and talk to the audience. I thought that was a really nice touch. I don't know that I've ever seen that done. I'm having a sound issue here. Okay. I don't know that I've ever seen that done. Now, maybe I missed something. I don't know that I've ever seen that done. But, okay. I liked it. I like the naming of the captains and having those kids speak. I thought today was interesting. We'll talk about it. If you want to get in with us today, 865-200-5402. If you're making your way from today's event, we'd love to hear from you here on your Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Fifth quarter fan reaction / Tennessee football overtime. So without further ado, bring Dr. Sean Sinclair in here without further ado. And Dr. Sinclair, your thoughts on today, which to me are, they're kind of about what's going on the field, but kind of not. Today was more of a celebration of Tennessee football. Your thoughts?
Well, I think so. I think earlier in the week we called it a showcase, and that's what it definitely looked like. I guess a couple of people got knocked around, but it didn't look like any major injuries.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like they were able to highlight a couple of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, you know, everybody was talking about Jeff George being so skinny. Well, he's been skinny his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like he's been big and then became the recruit he was.
Right.
I think a lot of things highlighted the way Tennessee's coaches and evaluation staff, they recruit players that fit their system and the way they're going to use them. Point being, Jeff George, you know, he wasn't a record breaker or anything like that, but obviously, I mean, he went up against Markel Osborne, or however you pronounce his name, and
Osborne's an
SEC-ready body player. You're not going to find many cornerbacks more physical than he is,
mm-hmm.
and certainly George held his own. He caught the ball in traffic when he was in JUCO. We really liked him. He didn't move like Harold Carmichael. He's a loose guy, runs well, catches the ball well. So he looks like a guy that's going to contribute. And I don't know if he's going to be a world beater, but he looks like a guy that's going to contribute.
And of course, it's emblematic. Before you go any further, it's emblematic of the spring, Sean, in that you literally roll out there today with three able-bodied wide receivers.
Well, that's right.
It's just emblematic of the fact that a quarter of the team is shut down. And, in fact, they pulled the plug with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Butch Jones is like, well, that's enough. And I don't blame him. I mean, let's get out of here.
No, exactly right. Well, you know, and if you saw the thing, the circle of life stuff,
yeah.
You're going to get what you want. You're talking about the physicalness, C-101 thing. But you're not going to have a guy roll up on another guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have the one-on-one receiver, tight end versus linebacker or safety, cornerback. But when they're going up for the ball, you're not going to have a safety coming in and destroying somebody. So it's about as safe as you can get, but also highlight what they can do. Because that's really all anybody's going to do. Nobody's going to go back and watch, quote-unquote, film of this and, you know, study this or get anything out of it. I mean, I think you saw that, you know, when Josh Dobbs is able to set his feet, you know, he's not a bad, accurate quarterback. You just got to get him to, you know, find what he can do and then put in position where he can complete the ball, and I think he's going to be more than accurate enough.
So if you were over at today's celebration, we'd love to hear from you today at 865-200-5402. And if you want to get in with us today, again, 865-200-5402. What else stood out to you today, Cinco, as you looked at what Tennessee did?
Well, just, again, some young guy, Corte Sapp.
Yeah, oh, wow.
I mean, a guy that in modern football, and people, we got a commitment today from a linebacker, Solon Page, out of the Atlanta area. And people will bemoan that he's another three-star guy, but you can see what Bob Shoop and what we're trying to do on defense is that in the modern offense where they're spreading you all out, they want guys that don't have to come off the field, guys that can blitz a quarterback, can tackle a running back, and can cover a slot receiver or a tight end. And Page fits right in there. They, you know, 6'2 guy, 200 pounds, they can put 15, 20 pounds on, just like Jalen Reese-Maybin, just like Corte Sapp, and you're going to be able to play. And, you know, Sapp was all over the place. Daryl Taylor looked like a guy that can help eventually. Osborne, some of these other guys, Preston Williams looks like he's ready to get out there. So just overall, I thought it was a great, again, showcase. Khalil McKenzie looks like he slimmed down some and was out there. You know, he pulled a lot of downs this year, or reps this, this spring, and I think he needed it. I don't think he came in shape last year, and I think it showed.
Yeah, I think he was used to shoving people around for his size, and you know, and I'm sure his father probably warned him. But the bottom line is, you know, you got to walk through that and realize, hey, it isn't going to be all peaches and cream when you get to this level. That's Dr. Sean Sinclair on the other line. My name's Tony Basilio. We're talking about Tennessee today, wrapping up spring practice 2016 with the orange and white game today, which was not a game. It was, Sean coined the phrase showcase earlier in the week. I think that's well put. Butch Jones likes to show, to put it in the case. They brought Al Wilson out there for the announcement of the captains, which I thought was a really nice touch. Sean, there were people online that were panning. This was your major surprise. Well, I knew, and I told you yesterday what they were doing for one of their surprises. And you said to me, you've got to be kidding me. And sure enough, they went through with it. They had their reenactment in the corner of the end zone with a cardboard cutout of Marcus Nash. And they all took turns trying to throw the ball. And it was ironic that the two backup quarterbacks were able to complete that pass and our starter missed the target.
Well, look, you know, I think both things come into play here because it's, you told me what they were going to do.
Yes.
And in my mind, I created a scenario that was goofy.
Yes.
But I, frankly, I thought it was pretty cool.
It was cool. I didn't mind it.
Was
it.
Very cool. I mean, when they actually went through it, it looked very cool.
Let's have a little fun, right? Let's have a little fun with this.
But see, in my mind, I had it that they were going to go 11-on-11, they were going to do this, they were going to do that. Well, that's not what happened. Mm-hmm. And it actually turned out to be a pretty neat thing. You know, in the special, I think this is what happens in your special announcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Special means something different to everybody.
That's right.
And when you get down to it, it really was a special announcement. Now, maybe someone had thought of something, you know, that Peyton Manning's going to fly out of the sky or, you know, Eric Berry's got more, you know, eligibility. Who knows what they thought it was going to be. But anyway, I can't see anything during that showcase that would come to be ridiculed. I thought it was great.
My name's Tony.
Yeah. Cool.
My name's Tony Basilio. He's Sean Sinclair. We are talking about it here. This is your Smart Way Garza Law Firm. Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction, the place where we talk about it as soon as the game ends. Once the gun sounds in Neyland Stadium in 2016, which we anticipate will be a historical season, from the very beginning of Appy State, right on down to the Battle of Bristol, up in the Tri-Cities with Virginia, with Virginia Tech. By the way, we're planning on being there. We're planning on being there, for that one. I'll say this. I think it was really cool of Tennessee to come out and announce the captains of Dobbs, Kamara, Reeves, Maben, and Sutton. I thought that was a really nice touch. And I think the way they did it, Sean, I mean, really, what they did is they killed a little time there. I'm in the business. I know what that looks like. Let's get out of here without getting anybody else hurt. We've got 20 guys. We've already lost two people in this practice. And you know Butch Jones is thinking, we're getting out of here. I mean, when they helped Kendrick, when he had to be, I'm not going to say he was carried off or anything like that, but he was, you know, aided off. You don't need that. I mean, let's just get out of here. This thing is over. We've done our work for the year. It's time to take it to the house. I love, because part of the, I believe, Cinco, part of the whole experience of learning how to do what these guys are doing is to learn how to carry yourself, how to comport yourself. And if you look at some of these guys when they first come in versus when they leave, how polished they are, how comfortable they are around the media. Sean, I give these guys a lot of credit. I give today a lot of credit for what they were able to do in making the players speak out there on the field, because you could tell those guys didn't want to do that. Butch Jones didn't tell those kids they were going to speak. He handed that microphone to Cam Sutton, and Cam Sutton was like, oh, man, this is crazy. This is crazy. I love that.
One of the most impressive things to me was that Alvin Kamara has been here basically, what, 14 months?
That's exactly right, Sean.
16 months here as a kid. That
yep.
He came, he was recruited by everybody in the country.
Yep.
Tennessee was one of his finalists. He came
yep.
from Norcross, was a teammate of Jason Kroom down there, and yep. elected to go to Alabama. It didn't work out for him, and he came here
uh-huh.
from JUCO. And you know what? The guys elected him captain, permanent captain. That's a big deal. And another thing that's interesting about it is that he's not the typical. He came out there with a Flava Flav grill on.
Right.
He's got the dreads. And I know that someone will look at that and like, how's that? Well, obviously those kids love him. And it's interesting how you can be a different leader. You can be an Al Wilson all business leader. You can be a Alvin Kamara type leader. You can be Cam Sutton's different, et cetera, et cetera. So I just thought it was great. And you know, we do pick at Butch Jones for his nuttiness sometimes and for this and for that, but I genuinely see a team that really likes their head coach, that wants to play for their head coach. And another thing, over and over I keep hearing how every one of those defensive players already loves Bob Shoup. And I think that's going to pay dividends.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. It's going to be really interesting going forward to Cinco C. How this season comes together, because all the ingredients are there. Let's go to the phones. What a beautiful day in East Tennessee we had for this. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. Presented by our friends at Smartway and also your Garza Law Firm. Let's go to the phones. On a day where there was so much to do in East Tennessee, the air show was here. There were so many things going on today. Somebody's wondering about Peyton Manning. I'll get to that here in a little bit, because Peyton Manning's going to be at the race tomorrow, so he's in the area. But he stayed away from Tennessee today, and I'll share with you here in a little bit why I think that is. Let's go to the phones and get our nothing controversial, although that Hall of Fame could have something to do with it. That Hall of Fame is a total debacle. Let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Happy spring, gang guys.
Hey, welcome in, Donnie baby.
I tell you, you said it was a showcase or whatever. If anybody wants to complain, the LSU game came right on right after they started the same way Tennessee did, with some one-on-one big guys pushing each other. But as far as the game went today, there's, you know, the way that if you're watching it on TV, they kept cutting away, kind of got in the way. But Corte Sapp and Rashawn Golden late, both with, you know, superior. I agree with what Doc said there. Jeff George looked really good. I mean, he just, like, both the touchdown pass they caught in the scrimmage, and then when they were doing the one-on-one, you know, he's covered like a blanket, and he still pulls it in. I was disappointed that they cut away before I could watch the Wolf brothers go against each other, by the way, on the one-on-one stuff. But what about Quentin Dormady? He absolutely squeezed the field on two passes.
Mm.
Boy, that guy's got an arm.
Boy, he really did. The one ball he threw to George where he threaded the needle was a big-time throw. You don't make that throw unless you have major league arm talent, and he does have, I think he's got a great, great arm. There's just no doubt about that.
Tennessee's not going to change their offense, but if they had to because of injuries to Dobbs or whatever or this or that, I think Tennessee could go right back almost to a pro style with him and still light that scoreboard up. What do you think, Doc?
Cinco, what do you think about Dormady and his versatility back there? Because I think he's a little more versatile than people think he is.
Oh, I don't know about that. I don't think he's a threat whatsoever to run the ball. I think he moved around a little bit. He's fantastic passer of the ball, but I don't find him to be a scrambler, nor do I find him to be a runner.
But here's the misnomer, Sean. Butch Jones doesn't ask his quarterbacks to run. He didn't at Cincinnati.
I agree with that. But then again, at Cincinnati with the quarterbacks and Pete, he lost to Derek Dooley. So I think you're talking about a totally different level of defensive athlete and defensive coaching in the SEC. And I think that, and I'm not here to criticize.
Well, I'll grant you that.
I'm not here to criticize Quentin Dormady. I believe that with a threat to run the ball at all times, I think it just makes our offense that much better. Now, if you could find the combination, which I think Garantano might be, of a more accurate passer and a deadly runner, well, then you're really talking about something. But there's no denying that Quentin Dormady can throw the ball.
Yeah, he's those two passes in particular across the middle when those guys were double covered and just squeezing it in there.
Big time.
And then John Kelly, of course, he got the majority of the carries today. I think he's more than a serviceable back. What did you all see?
He's a nice little tool to have in your tool bag.
He's a Tony Thompson to me.
Yeah.
Short guy, can run with power, run with speed. I'm not sure that he's a feature back in the SEC, but he's certainly a guy that could more than spell a starter if someone got injured.
Thank you, Donnie Baby, for the phone call. We'll try and get as many people in here as humanly possible. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. And as Don exits the building, a line available for you if you want to get in with us. As I remind you that today we're presented by our friends at Smartway and also your Garza Law Firm. This is your place, ladies and gentlemen, where we talk about it, your Tennessee fifth quarter fan reaction. Dormady, there's no questions, got great skill. Jones was having a really nice spring. Garantano, if he's anywhere near what people think he's going to be, that's a nice problem to have going forward. There's no doubt that Tennessee's going to have some options at quarterback going forward. The thing that jumped out to me today, Sean, were some of those young defensive players. You talked about it earlier. I'm going to tell you something. This Golden guy who backed up last year and came back and had a nice spring after his injury has picked up right where he left off. That is one fine football player. There's just no doubt about that.
No, he's a fantastic player. You got a hint of that in high school when he was throwing up 21 tackle games, 18 tackle games from a safety position. That's unheard of. Even at his body type, which is very thin, live, what have you. So he's a player. A thing that struck out to me is that, and I know we're all very, very impatient.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I was watching this, every player, I mean, there were a couple, but for the most part, these were all scholarship players.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there may be, Baylor may have a couple faster wide receivers. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't going to be a whole lot of teams in the country, and I don't care who they are, that have more team speed than we have. And I'm talking about fast offensive linemen, mm-hmm. fast linebackers, mm-hmm. fast skilled guys.
Mm-hmm.
We are right up there with everybody else as far as speed. And you got to give a lot of credit to Jones, his staff, and Bob Welton, because they are putting athletes on the field right now.
And today was a first-class showing all the way, first-class showing from the Tennessee fan base. I know people that have come from miles and miles and miles around. We're going to have one such individual, if I can use a Butch Jones term, in the studio a little later on. I hope he can get out here today. I'm sure he's listening to us on his way out of the stadium area right now on your Tony Basilio app, a guy that's been beset with a health issue. And boy, I hope he can get out here today. Swainy today, Jason Swain and his audience picked this guy up today and absolutely made his life. I brag on the Tennessee fans. I brag on what we have here. I brag on this place. I brag on it. And I mean that. We're going back to the phones. I thought today was first class. In the minute the leapfrogs dropped the balls in out of those helicopters, Cinco. I mean, that's a nice touch. Tennessee took advantage of the fact that there were some aerial delights to be had in the area. I know you're a Blount Countyite, and the air show is right in your backyard. And if that is a beautiful, beautiful thing, if people have never been to see the air show, that is a cool, cool show. And I thought Tennessee and Neyland Stadium today at times had a little air show. Hey, Dobbs threw the ball a little better today, Cinco, before we go back to the phones. I mean, he wasn't great, but he threw it better.
No, he really did. And then, you know, even and Todd Blackledge, before the game started, was talking about how, you know, with Dobbs, it's footwork, and it's also, and he put a little pressure on DeBoer for putting him in a position that he can complete passes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he is. The kid's a hard worker. Another takeaway that I got was that, you know, it looks like this staff finds places for kids to highlight their talent. I mean, Jakob Johnson did not look out of place at tight end.
Not at all.
He had a nice little catch there.
Yep.
You know, just on and on. I'm very impressed. Now, I'm not saying start writing our name into the playoff, but maybe so, but I'm very impressed with what's going on over there.
Let's do it. Tennessee's in the playoff as the number 2 seed in America after going 12-0. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the next call in. Hello and welcome in as we celebrate Tennessee football on this final edition of your Smart Way Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
Tony B, good afternoon.
Yes, welcome in. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, man. I got a couple of thoughts today. First of all, God's a Vols fan, no doubt, with the weather, Mother Nature at the very least.
What a beautiful... I'm going to tell you something. If you tell me what's a beautiful day in East Tennessee, how about 70, a light breeze and not a cloud in the sky on an April day? It doesn't get any better than that, buddy.
Yeah, if you could put up with a sunburn or two, you're all right.
Great point.
You know... I thought the announcement, I wasn't real too crazy about it. I've accepted Butch is kind of cheesy at times, so that mm-hmm. could have been a Peyton Manning statue or a new chant. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I really wasn't putting a whole lot of, you know, concern in that. So I thought what they did was ultimately, you know, once you started chewing on that a little bit, you're like, I like that. You know, he's wanting his guys to be accountable. He's wanting some Al Wilsons in there, some Peyton Mannings in there that says, guy, we are captains. This is some responsibility and accountability. And it was brought on by the team. So I thought that was neat. If I, you know, of course you wouldn't be a Vol fan if you didn't criticize something.
Well, because Sean brings up a good point. When you say, and I'll let you get to your second point, but when you build something up and you tell people we have a surprise, to me, and I'm not going to tell Butch Jones how to do his thing, to me, you're almost better off not saying anything at all, and you just do that when the game comes. Because people think, in this day and age, you know, to knock somebody on their feet, off their feet, what do you got to do? You got to be like Oprah Winfrey. Everybody in here today gets a free car. You know, absent of that, no matter what they would have done today, it would have been criticized. You know, go ahead.
Well, I think a couple things. Let's just accept the fact that our head coach is a little goofy.
And he is goofy.
Let's just go ahead.
No doubt.
And another thing, I truly believe that Butch Jones very much impresses himself, and I think that when he thinks an idea is unbelievable, like I truly believe that last year he thought that chant that he was trying to get going was probably a game changer. Now, he's not always right, but I think these are just quirks we're going to have to just deal with and accept.
Agreed. Well, at least he cares. But go ahead, caller. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Cinco, no, you make a good point. But I think if I would have done anything different with that, I would have probably had, you know, maybe say you got four captains, permanent captains, and then one captain each game that you can alternate, because you're not. You're telling me Barnett's not a captain on that team. You know, if I would have done anything different with that, because I'd like to see some other guys get in there and in the mix. But I wanted to point out a few players and see what you guys thought. Who was the running back with John Kelly? He's going to be a good player, but man, you knew when Camaro took the ball. I mean, hit that sweep, that's deadly.
That guy right there. Hey, I'll tell you another thing about Camaro. How about the ball he threw downfield? That cat's got an arm. Did you guys see how far he threw that football? I'm sitting there going, "That's a wow!"
Yeah, I'm not sure you throw it. I'm not sure you throw it to your tight end.
No, you don't. Obviously, I think that's a numbers deal, Sean. We have two healthy bodies out here today.
Well, that's right. That's right.
What about another guy that's been there a little bit, but I think is going to be an All-SEC, maybe All-American before it's all said and done? Is Wolf? I mean, and I'm talking about the older one, his first name escapes me right now.
Ethan.
Ethan, that's right. Yeah, I got Ethan and Eli. Is he not the second coming to Witten? I mean, he's got to put the numbers up, but, man, he looks the part, and he can catch a ball.
Oh, I think he's, I know this is blasphemy, I think he's a better player than Witten was. Remember, Witten was a nice player, but he's become a great Hall of Fame player in the NFL. I don't think anybody would think he was a Hall of Fame player in college. Again, not to criticize, I think that Ethan Wolf is every bit the type of prospect that the pro Jason Witten is, and I agree wholeheartedly with you.
Yeah, and then last thing, and I'll get off here, get some other callers in. The two guys, the young guys, one's a freshman, one's a, I want to say a redshirt freshman, Osborne, he looked like a bully out there.
I'm telling you, X and Cinco and some people that I respect and love, when they saw this kid's film, he could be one of the three or four impact players in that class. You look at that guy, Sean. That's a freshman.
Yeah, and you wait till you see Tyler Boyd. He's every bit as good.
Well, he threw, poor John Kelly tried to, you know, go upfield on him, and he just threw him 15 yards out of bounds, it looked like. It was just mean. And then the last guy who I mentioned, the redshirt freshman, if he looks the part, is Taylor. He out there, he got a little bit roughed up. I hope that's not serious or anything. Didn't look like it, but man, he looks like he's put on 20 pounds since that picture that of him and Kamara surfaced last year. So anyway, great show, guys.
Hey, thank you. And Sean made a great point about the aforementioned Kamara again, who was named a captain. You think about this. And by the way, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Butch Jones quoted a moment ago, "We've come so far in such a short period of time. I believe we have two of the best linebackers in college football. Who's number three? Who's number four?" That's what we're trying to get at. He's also talking about Cortay Sapp. He said the game has slowed down for Cortay Sapp. Cortay Sapp, Sean, looks to me like he's starting to take a step. And that's a great sign. That's something they needed. They needed that to happen in the spring as much as they needed anything.
I was watching as well, and Cortez McDowell looked very nice as well. McDowell's problem is he just plays behind one of the best linebackers in the country, in
Reese Maven.
But we've got what's going to be interesting is if Dylan Bates, who everybody's fallen in love with, if he's going to accept the challenge or if he's just going to kind of wither away.
We're going to go back to the phones, 865-200-5402. If he's anything as a competitor as his father was, I'm sure he'll be up for that challenge. By the way, Butch Jones on Alvin Kamara, look, he's earned it. Our players, they respect him. You think about what Sean Sinclair said. You think about what our one of our last caller just said. How does Derek Barnett go through the season without being a captain? Well, here's the deal. The coach said, we're going to have four. We're going to name them. I'm going to talk it over with you guys. I'm going to walk away. Everybody's going to get a ballot. Everybody's going to get the vote. In case of race array, there are no superdelegates in here. Everybody's getting a vote.
Well, it's, look, the
that's
issue,
impressive.
No, it's very impressive. And I think what people want to believe is that your best players are also your captains. That's not always the case.
No.
It's very, you know, some guys can be very much a great player, but not be, you know, maybe kind of behind the scenes. They're not guys that are great leaders or, and that's more, you know, that's being accountable. That's getting guys to practice. That's doing all sorts of things. Not to cut down Derek Barnett or even, you know, Jalen Hurd. Same type of thing.
That's right.
I'm glad they named him. I think it was neat. In the era, in the time we're at Tennessee right now with all the nonsense going around, it was a pretty good thing, I think.
I loved it. It made me feel good. It made me smile. And again, I'm looking at it from the totality of development to take a young man, 20, 21, 22 years old, stick a microphone in their hands in front of 50,000 people and say, talk extemporaneously about why you feel good about being a captain on this football team. That is good for the development of a human being. I'm telling you, that is not an easy thing to do. And those kids all comported themselves well. And I'll say this about Kamara. What he comes back to, white middle America, and I keep it real. I try to keep it real as much as I can keep it real. And I'm speaking to myself when I say this. I'm not just talking to you. I'm speaking to myself. What it comes down to, though, is you can't judge a book by its cover. And I'll give you another example of that. There's a picture going around of Butch Jones in the bowels of Neyland Stadium today meeting with Allen Iverson, AI, who's recently inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. What is AI doing here? He's here because tonight, Bobby Mays, for the third or fourth straight year, third or fourth, is doing his charity basketball game for charity. Bobby Mays, you can't judge a book by its cover. Bobby Mays was a leader. Bobby Mays loved this place. Kamara is a leader. And Sean, I think a lot of people are going to be like, huh? He's got gold teeth. Do you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. I'm just keeping it real.
Well, I'll tell you, we're just, you know, leaders come in all sizes, shapes, colors, ethnicities, what have you. And the fact that we have at least four of them that the team feels great about, that just makes us stronger.
Back to the phones. I spilled half my drink all over my freaking shirt. Let's go to the phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome in. You are on your Smartway Garza Law Firm fifth quarter fan reaction as we talk about today's spring game. Hello and welcome.
What's up, Tony and Sean Berto?
Hey, buddy, welcome in.
I didn't get to go today. I had some family obligations, but I did get to watch it on TV. As a spectator that only watched the telecast, man, I really enjoyed it. I can imagine that being there was pretty fun. And everybody's all pissed off about this halftime thing or whatever, the announcement. Tony, I'm with you on this one. How cool is it that he named team captains? It's not something the guy does.
Well, hey, not only he didn't name them, what I love about it is...
He let the players do it.
Yeah, man. He said, you know what? Guys, we've arrived. We're not going to listen to what the world and Debbie Jennings is saying about us.
Yep.
We're going to listen to each other, and we're going to let you choose.
And a guy who preaches and preaches and preaches family and loving your football team like you love your family, which he does. I don't know if you know that. A lot of people don't know that about Butch Jones. He's hard on the kids. I would agree with that. But Sean, you said it earlier. those kids will play hard for him. They will kill themselves for him. And
that appears to be the case.
He's not perfect. And he's pissed off some wrong kids, you know, he's wronged some kids and they've left or whatever. But the guys that are there, Jalen Reeves-Maven, I don't know if you guys got to actually hear his interview, or, like what he actually said. He is a sharp young man. And I really took it to heart what he was saying. He is a guy I'm proud to say represents the University of Tennessee. But what I love is we have a guy like Alvin Kamara too, who clearly is just, he's just a funny, fun-loving kind of guy. And you can have the serious captain and you can have the non-serious captain, but as long as the team is behind those guys, that's what matters to me. And those guys, clearly, if Alvin Kamara walked up to anybody on that team and said something to them about the way they're playing or how they need to get hyped up or something, they're going to listen. And you know, he's going to say it in a different way than Maven does. Maven kind of toes the line a little bit more like Al Wilson, I guess. But with that said, they're all well respected, and I was really proud to say that I got to see that as a Tennessee fan because every one of those guys are quality young men.
You know, can't judge a guy. Yeah, you can't judge a guy by what he looks like.
No way.
And people are ripping that announcement. I think they thought Peyton Manning was going to skydive the footballs in, or what the special surprise was going to be. I don't know what people think. I heard yesterday they were planning on reenacting a couple different plays. I'm glad they decided against that. They were also going to do the Joey Kent play where they have the quarterback drop back and you throw a slant. And I think they were fooling around with the idea of maybe like a moving target, that kind of thing. I'm glad they decided against that and just went with the one little reenactment. And here's the weird thing, guys. There was a reenactment today in Knoxville, and W. Lynn wasn't a part of it.
Well, you know what Roberto was saying is I think you talked about some other kids maybe not digging his style. I think I would look at it a little differently, and this is one thing I appreciate about Jones is that Jones has made some mistakes. He is, you know, with some Daniel Helm.
Yeah.
The other kid, the defensive lineman, Butch made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way he treated those kids. Now, people want to join the machine and say, well, those kids were soft or sweaty. I've heard enough from enough people to know that Butch made mistakes there. What I am appreciative of is that he seems to be improving. Now, he's not one to get up in front of the public and say, hey, yeah, I messed this up. He doesn't account for that, but it looks like he goes back and evaluates, like last year, when he had that chant. Obviously, that chant was a lead balloon. Well, he didn't try to force it after it didn't work. I think this is a guy that has not had a great deal of overall success, meaning as a player, as a coordinator, as a position coach. He's had some success following Brian Kelly, and I'm going to keep saying that. But I think that he's growing. And I think that he eventually is going to become a very, you know, maybe even a lead. I know I have to pinch myself to say that because I don't want it shoved down my throat, but I think he's doing a lot of things that are going to put him in a position to be every bit as, you know, successful as someone like Les Miles. I don't know that he's going to be a Saban or a Meyer, but I do think he's going to be one of those top-tier coaches. I really do.
I would agree, and I hate the thought that it may not be here, you know. With all the
the
crap hanging over our heads with the Lady Vols and the Title IX and the, everything that Dave Hart has brought on this university, I hate that Butch Jones is going to hit his prime. You know we're winning like 13 or 14 games this year, and he's going to get some huge job, maybe an NFL job. That's just the Tennessee way. But I will say this, guys, one more thing, just to talk to the job Butch Jones has done. We just talked about John Kelly as if he was an aside. And the fact that John Kelly was pursued heavily by Michigan, and we took him, and he's only good enough to be third on our depth chart, and I think that he would start for about 100 to 115 programs in college football this year, or at least be in the 2D for sure. So I think that just says how great a job Butch Jones is doing, because I love the Kelly kid. I think he can really, really play. Guys, have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tony, I you know what, talking about Butch Jones and maybe leave, I don't know, he does not seem to be a NFL-type coach to me. He's a rah-rah guy He's a CEO type guy. I don't know that his act would work in the NFL. But, you know, I also believe this. I think that a lot of the stuff that the Tennessean is doing and that is on local news and on local talk shows, I think we hear that a heck of a lot more than the outsiders do. I don't really think it's a huge story outside of Nashville and Knoxville anymore. And so I don't know. I think that Jones is starting to going to be rewarded for a lot of his hard work, and I don't think we're really in any danger of losing him.
Let's go back to the phones, 865-200-5402. I would like to ask Debbie Jennings today and her ilk. Do you plan on giving any of the frequent flyer miles back? Any of the memories of the 5-star trips that you went on and 5-star accommodations around the world? Do you plan on being deprogrammed? Because that all happened on football's dime. All the trips around the world, all the things you had a chance to do. I mean, you shut your mouth all those years and took it when you were hostile. Oh, I get it. It's just when you get cast out that you lash out and you try and destroy something that we love. I get it. Just as long as I understand, Debbie, so we know what you are, because I know who you are, just as long as we understand what you are and these people from the grievance culture who make me sick. As we get ready to go back to our phones, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. I'm Tony Basilio. He's Dr. Sean Sinclair. We're talking about today's orange and white game, breaking it down scientifically. What stood out to you? Did you go today? Tell me a story. Did you get any autographs? Did you take a kid over? How were the lines? How were the people? How was the atmosphere? How was the environment? Back to our phones we go. And we'll get our next call in. I thought it was interesting that early in today's practice that one of our receivers had a ball bounce off his hands and TK Jr. had a pick. Every time TK Jr. is on the field, a cat makes something happen. That's all I know. And we have receivers with balls bouncing, well, off their hands. That does happen around here from time to time. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Laurel B. Laudell B. Hello and welcome in.
Randall B.
Hey, buddy, welcome in.
Hey, Tony, I met you, buddy. I know you. I saw you. I met you up there. I stalked you, me and my working buddy, the other guy.
You stopped me or stalked me?
Stop. My buddy saw you drive by. He said, there's Tony B. Follow him. So we stalked you. This was when you were losing one position at the radio show, and you went up and you parked and you went to the library and you got out of your vehicle. I chased you down. Tony B, wait a minute, talk to me, brother. I love you. I gotta hear from you. What's going on in your world? And I hugged you, and damn, we had the conversation. A conversation, buddy.
You and work I over in Tennessee. You work at Tennessee.
Yes,
you
I
were
do.
In that truck. I was feeling lower than a snake's belly that day. I was applying for jobs out of the market after getting fired. That was like 13
right.
years
and,
ago.
And I hugged your neck.
You hugged my neck and told me you loved me. That's exactly what you did.
Me and the boys from the Metho Clinic. We're going to find you wherever you turn up on the radio again, and you will turn up on the radio, and we will find you, and we will listen to you, and we will follow you, and we're Tony Basiliots. We love you, man, and we're still listening. We're still there. We love you, buddy.
Did you watch today's game?
I went over there for a little while.
Talk to me. How was it?
I took my grandson, and it took us forever to get in and, you know, get through the gates. And my grandson, I eventually called his father, my son-in-law, and he came over and relieved me because I've got some problems. I cannot deal with this heat and walking a lot, health problems. So he came in, my son-in-law relieved me. And he gave me permission to go home, so I came home. I did not see the game, but I'm going to talk to my son-in-law and my grandson. and I'm sure before I left, we all agreed we've had the time of our life going to UT football. Any event that involves UT football, in spite of what Debbie Jennings and that aerial captain say, hey, I wish you two would just give her a few dollars to go away.
They already gave her $500,000! Hey, thank you, Randall Bay. Great, great call today. You set the scene for us masterfully. It was great hearing from you. When Randall B. talked about today's game, you felt like you were there. We're going to go back to our phones. People are asking me on the Periscope, Sean, about the special announcement. They're just tuning in. They missed the game. Today's special announcement was, for the first time in the Butch Jones era, they have named team captains. The four team captains are Josh Dobbs. No surprise there. Jalen Reeves-Maben. No surprise there. Comes back. He's going to play some great football this year when his shoulder heals. Cam Sutton comes back. Could have made himself draft eligible. Don't know how highly he would have gone. Surely, in a couple weeks would have been somewhere and would have been in somebody's camp and surely has a future at the next level. But Cam Sutton came back. He's a captain. And then the fourth, surprisingly to some, is Alvin Kamara, who his teammates love and who works hard. And then
Some context, Tony. Go ahead. I can't speak the way it's been done in the past few years, but the way it's been done for history has been you would have game captains throughout the year. And then at the end of the year, the team would vote for what we call permanent captains, and then for record keeping, history, or whatever, you know, annotated stuff, those would be the permanent. They'd be called, you, this guy was the captain of the 19, or the, you know, the 2016 football team. So it is, to put in context, it may not be a huge deal, but it kind of is.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like it to me. 865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us. Again, 865-200-5402. And let's get ready and jump back to our phones. If you want to get in with us, if you were over at Neyland Stadium today, if you want to share a story with us, if you want to tell us what you saw, if you want to tell us what stood out, if you have a question or a comment, I think people were disappointed by the special surprise. I think they were thinking Butch Jones was going to make a Florida win appear on the field. I don't know. Man, I don't know what people were thinking was going to happen. Sean called me yesterday, because we were talking about it on the air. I'd found out yesterday morning about the reenactment of the play. And I told Cinco that, and he said, you got to be kidding me. And in a vacuum, I agreed with Sean. I was like, well, Butch Jones is really goofy. And that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. And then I'm kind of like Sean. I watched him implement it, and I saw people ripping it online. I'm like, well, it's kind of cool.
I thought it was kind of different.
It was okay. I mean, what we're doing is we're paying homage to the past, and we're just trying to say, hey, we're just going to have fun with this today. This is not serious. This is not a serious practice. This is a celebration. I like the step they've taken the game in. I like it. But that's me. I know different strokes for different folks, but let's go back to the phones and get our next call if you want to jump in. And to our next caller, I say hello and welcome in.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom. This is Robbie.
Hey, Robbie, welcome in.
Now, I was listening earlier, and I want to get some clarification from Captain Cavity Killer, Dr. Sean Sinclair, DBS. Did you really, Sean, say that the Wolf Kid is as good as Jason Witten right now?
No, I said I thought that that he was a better player as going into his third year of college as Jason Witten was going to his third year of college.
No, I
would never say that a guy getting ready for his third real year in college was as good as Locke's, no doubt about it, Hall of Famer. No, of course
only
not.
Mike Griffith. I mean, only Mike Griffith. Hey, Mike Griffith used to do stuff like that here. One year, he compared Cedric Houston to Barry Sanders in the newspaper. And I saw Philip Fulmer And he looked at me after a practice, and I said, what'd you think about that? And he just basically shook his head at me, like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. What?
Well, I mean, I was trying to make the point that whether it was play calling, utilization of Whitten, or whatever, I mean, I can remember an overtime touchdown catch against Arkansas, and then I can remember a great, long distance, you know, catch and run against Michigan in a bowl game. But other than that, my point was that Jason Whitten has been a phenomenally better player in the pros than he was in college. And I think that Wolf has every bit of that kind of talent.
Okay, good enough. Hey, speaking of Griff, Tony, it did be in the off season. Isn't it about time to get that clown back on the Monday through Friday show and you just tear him a new one? And that's some of your best stuff ever.
He is so easy, you know?
He's probably still recovering from that first round duckout of the NCAA tournament.
Good point. Because he practices advocacy. It's not journalism. It's advocacy. And I love Griff, but he's an advocate.
Can we get him to tell the story about former picking up garbage over there at Circle Park again?
Interesting.
All right. Well, I mean, I thought the John Kelly kid looked really good. I'm not sure if I'm going to be as effusive with my praise as Roberto was, but, I mean, he's solid. It's good to have that kind of depth at running back. The last time we had that kind of depth was, what, the late 90s?
Yeah, he's a nice player.
We were making some of our runs. I thought it was a real good comparison between him and Tony Thompson. I don't know. We'll have to see. Sean, do you think that kid, do you think Kelly's got the same kind of vertical liftoff ability that Tony had?
Let me tell you what, Tony Thompson was my guy. I was good friends with him in college. And you'll not find a nicer guy. You'll not find a stronger kid. Look, if he's half the player Tony was, then we're in for a treat.
Oh yeah, I mean, but Tony would take flight. I mean,
I'll tell you a couple stories about Tony Thompson. He first gets up here as a true freshman. He's from you know, Florida, the heat down there. Walking around Gibbs Hall, I see him outside in the middle of the night, and I'm going, dude, what are you doing? He said, I can't sleep in this air conditioning. I mean, he was sleeping outside of his dorm room at the old Gibbs. That's one. Another one was, you know, he came from he was an all-star or lifter. They had weightlifting teams in Florida. I'd never heard of that, but they did. He lifted for a school. And he came in, and one of the things was in the old training thing, one of the deals was pull-ups. And he broke the record by so much. They just had him stop doing pull-ups, so like at 36 or something crazy, and he wasn't even tired.
Freak athlete, like me.
Freak athlete.
Like me in the wrestling room back in the day when I pulled out the foreign object and I whipped three guys. I whipped two heavyweights back to back, and I was 105 pounds. Thank you.
When you were wrestling up there, Tony, did you ever think about bringing out some Kamala the Butcher powder and blowing it in someone's eyes and taunting him?
My dad told me as a high school wrestler, he said, when your deal is done here as a wrestler, he said, you'll be able to be a technician. And I said, a technician, what does that mean? And he said, a light technician, because you know where every burned out bulb is in the district.
I love you, but I could see you, and you'd be the only guy out there with a baggy singlet on.
I'm telling you, Cinco, I was looking up at every set of lights in my. If I close my eyes right now, I can still see the lights.
I love it.
You guys have a Dwight Gooden. Robbie, you're a clown. Cinco, stay right there. It's unbelievable. We're breaking it down here. I got a special guest today in studio who has had a day for the ages. And Jason Swain and your audience, I'm so proud of you. I said, I'm so proud of you. If you want to get in with us, 865-200-5402. If you're coming from today's spring game, we've been celebrating it today. On your Smartway Garza Law Firm, fifth quarter fan reaction, the place where we celebrate Tennessee football. You know, we weren't much celebrating last year after the Florida game. There wasn't a lot of celebrating going on. We did celebrate last year after the Georgia game. I hope we're going to be doing a lot of celebrating as the year goes along. I'm celebrating that it's warm outside. Today was a nice day to go take the mandolin and take a walk, I'll tell you that. let's bring our next guest in without further ado. Beano the Great. Beano the Great, welcome in, brother.
Sonny Grace, Cinco. Happy Orange and White Day to you.
Same to you,
same
brother.
To you.
140 days to Appy State.
Wow.
Can't wait.
Count them down.
Wow.
I'm guys, I've never been able to draw anything player-wise from a spring game, but I truly like the format. I like the mixture of the Tennessee drill and the skills competitions and the scrimmaging. I just think that's better for a fan. Tony, when you used to give me the opportunity to go and cover practices for you, the fall practices, that's the type of thing I would see early on, and I enjoy that. I don't know about other people, but I enjoy it better than just a straight-up scrimmage-type situation.
I like anything that adds a little sizzle to the steak, Beano. Butch Jones is a guy who is he's a marketer, and it's what he does. And the truth is, a lot of these coaches do what we call the circle of life thing now. LSU started their practice with it. I mean, it's Ecclesiastes in college football right now. There ain't nothing new under the sun. I thought having the team captains come out there to midfield at halftime was a damn great touch. People can make fun of that all they want. And look, I'm with Sean. I've made fun of Butch Jones. He is goofy. He will be goofy. He gets in the way sometimes of games. I hope he's done doing that, but chances are he's probably not done doing that. But that, what they did today, I thought was a quality thing, Beano, having those kids speak to the crowd. I thought that was neat.
Hey, I think today is what Butch Jones does absolutely the best, and that's promote Tennessee football. He's done that since the day he arrived on campus. And this is a perfect opportunity. And Sean, you're right. I'm a long, long time Tennessee fan, and there's been very few years when we've had captains from start to finish. We've had game captains and then captains for most of my fandom, named at the end of the year. That was a special thing today. And I think they picked the right people. I think that they did an excellent job with that.
Well, I really do. You know, it's in the, again, you know, you go back in that press conference where the 150 coaches were up there on stage or whatever it was, you know, and again, whether it was a good idea or not, I don't know. History will decide that. But what I did notice is that, you know, Butch Jones doesn't appreciate this nonsense. I fully believe that he runs a good program over there. I don't believe there's a bunch of rapists and pillagers over there. There may be a bad apple or a bad decision here or there, and I'm not trying to make light of any young lady that was victimized. But I do think he takes ownership of that program, and I think he takes it personal, and I think a little bit of that was this captain thing, because I think he wants to showcase the good that's going on there. And in our society, that's not really newsworthy these days.
I don't know what Butch Jones is going to be long-term here. What I do know is he appreciates this opportunity, and he understands how special Tennessee football is better than anyone since our own guys were our head coaches.
You know, Beano, there's so much today. You know, the sad thing about the Twitter age is that everybody's got to have a hot take, right? So you can't please anybody. It's just the way it is.
Hey, guys, if I can butt in here, there's some talk that Tennessee, I can't confirm this, but there's some talk on the chats that we have another kid committed, Cheyenne LaBruzza. He's a very highly thought-of cornerback from the state of Louisiana. 6 foot tall, 180-ish pounds, just a very nice player. So hopefully the rich get richer.
You know, Butch didn't waste an opportunity recruiting today. Did you hear him after he announced that Jalen Reeves-Maven was a captain?
Yes.
Here's a guy that's a Tennessee kid. If you're a Tennessee kid, come to Tennessee. You know, he doesn't miss a beat there. You know, something I thought about today watching that is, Butch Jones is in brand new territory. He's never entered a fourth season as a head coach
nope.
at the same place. And for a regimented